Padaya Krishna Pesta Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vajanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatyade Sadarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Once Srila Prabhupada was asked by a person, Krishna is supposed to be God in your religion. That means he must be very moral and ethically correct, but yet we see that he plays on his flute and calls out the married women, the genius, who are married and who have babies, to come and dance with him in the middle of the night. This is very immoral. You can understand, imagine someone of you, I don't want to give any name, otherwise everyone would talk about him. I would say some of you, and then give a name, would come out and knock at the door of other women, maybe 10,000, tung, 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 and split, or in Zagreb, or in Belgrade, huh? And he would go with them in the midst of the night to dance in the forest and touch and kiss these wives. Ooh, we would, even if I only would mention a name, everyone would talk in Croatia about this person because it's so intense. So this man thought Krishna is immoral, and then Prabhupada in his own way said, how many wives do you have? Swamiji, only one, of course. And Prabhupada became very heavy with this person. You are an immoral person. You have stolen your wife away from Krishna. Your wife belongs to Krishna. Every one of us is Krishna's part. You have no right to kidnap someone else's wife. But Krishna, who is the Lord of everyone, can take his part and parcels who are expansion of himself. And in this way, Krishna only plays with himself. And Prabhupada gave the example, when a little bird comes before a big mirror, he may see another bird in the mirror, and he may playfully pick with his beak at the other bird, and in this way play really with only himself, because the bird in the mirror is an image or a reflection of that original bird. So in the same way, we are all expansions of Sri Krishna. Krishna is all of our lords, and in this way Krishna is totally alright in expanding himself and playing. So when Krishna had expanded himself into as many cowherd boys and calves, he thought it is time to enter the forest of Vrindavan. He played on his flute, making the signal to his friends that, Idamo, let's go home. And his friends took pan pipes. These are pipes which are chup, 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 like this, and started to play and dance and enriched Mother Earth with the quality of their dance steps. Now, before Krishna entered the village of Vrindavan, he told to all the boys, let us not be confused here. You take your group of calves. This is my calf. These are my calves. These are Sriram calves. And everyone called together their calves. And they went dancing into the village of Vrindavan. Now before they entered their individual homes, all these boys who were really Krishna took their flutes on their mouths and started to play a homecoming melody. And then the mothers inside heard the melody. It was actually Krishna who was playing his flute before their homes. They went wild in ecstasy. This had never before happened. They rushed out of their houses and took their little boys inside, but when they touched them, they felt an unfelt ecstasy. Like all evenings, they then took fragrant oil and massaged the bodies of their sons. They bathed them and they decorated them with sandalwood. They always were accustomed to bathe their boys, but this time when they took the oil out and the bathing water, it was different. They actually served Sakshat Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and there was an amazing result. They did everything as they used to do, but there was one exception. The boys did not talk about their activities with Krishna, which they had performed that day. They remained silent about Krishna because the boys were Krishna and no gentleman praises himself. In spiritual life, there is something which is even worse than death. And that is when you praise yourself. So Krishna, the Krishna boys, so to say, could not speak about themselves. So these mothers and also these calves are the most fortunate mothers and calves in the universe, because they could serve Krishna. And as they were entering into a service of to the service of Krishna, they felt most indescribable bliss. And this is because, you must know a word here, because of what is called in philosophy Vastu Shakti. A Vastu Shakti is something which is inherent in an object, and even, you know, which you feel, even though you don't know what that object is. Let me give you an example. Imagine you would go here and you would walk over a live wire, 2000 volt, barefoot. It would be covered with straw and you wouldn't be able to recognize it. But even if you wouldn't know that I'm walking over this 2000 volt, and I'm touching it with my naked foot, the Vastu Shakti in that vaya would immediately electrify you and burn you to ashes. So if even a material object, like they call it a life vaya, how do we say this in Sanskrit? Yeah. Serbian, yeah. You know, yeah, where there is electricity in there. Yeah. Yes. So, even though you wouldn't know you step on it, it works. This is a very important attribute of Krishna. Even though someone may not know that he has eaten the prasadam which has come from the altar of Krishna, he will, the Vastu Shakti in the prasadam will act if he is not full of aparadhas. Even if someone doesn't know that he sings the holy name of Krishna, the Krishna Shakti will act. Do you know John Lennon? Have you heard? The old guys here with gray hair know about him. He is. He had a son, Julian Lennon, and Julian was once in the same TV show where I was also. And it was announced in the TV show, Son of John Lennon. And I used to hear the music of the Beatles and knew of John Lennon. I didn't know him personally. And I thought, let's show some Milos to Julian Lennon. And I said, Julian, I have heard the music of your father, and here you get a good sweet. You have to eat for him because you're the son and he's dead. You have to represent him. And I only know one thing. The next thing I heard about Julian Lennon was in the newspaper, when you could see him shaved up and with Harinam Chatter, and he gave an interview. When the journalist asked him why he looks like a Hare Krishna, he said, I don't know, I met this monk and he gave me something to eat, and afterwards I went to the Friezerski. So the Vastu Shakti, it is something that the inherent potency or quality of a thing, even when it's covered, if the thing is very strong, will act. So when Krishna came, even though he was disguised, he looked like the boys and the calves of the mothers and the cow mothers. Huh? It worked. And here I come to a very important point. All of us have a great desire for love. The bewildered living entity under the control of the external energy always looks for Lubov. It's the subject of the town and the subject of the world. What they look for is really Krishna. And they want to have the ideal person in this world. No? You know, the ladies and also the boys sing, if I can only find the ideal person who satisfies me in all regards, who knows what I want, who finally understands my complicated soul, then I would be perfect. But what we forget is that we only find we look for Krishna. And no one can be that like that. That's why relationships often end in frustration, because you expect the qualities of Parampriya, the dearest person, Sri Krishna, to find that in the person. You project that the person should have God-like qualities. He should be omniscient and understand you, and he should be all-powerful and fulfill all your desire. So that is Krishna. Only Krishna can do this. Not even the most ideal mush and the most ideal janya. I would like to encourage you to hear further how these mothers and cows who were with Krishna reacted. Then the calves, I will call them Krishna calves to make it more simple, came into the barn. The cows started to jump to them and lick them with great love. For the cow to show love means the cow will lick you. That is the love. It will not kiss you, it will lick you. So the Brajavasis, both the calves, the cows, and the humans, they were receiving Krishna, but this didn't look like Krishna. But nevertheless, they were so involved. The calves, the cow mothers, called the calves to their sides and slept the whole night next to the calves just to feel the ecstasy. It's worthwhile for us to remember these loving scenes so that we wake up from the illusion of looking for love somewhere else. When Nanda Maharaj each day received Krishna, he would lift Krishna's turban from his head and smell on Krishna's head. But Nanda Maharaj had one fear. He was not shaving himself. His beard looked like black mustard seed and white salt. It was, you know, little gray hairs, and it was a little, you know, like the Yugoslavian Muskatskis, little 4 years old, 5 years old. And he was thinking, oh no, why didn't I shave in the morning? And now it will come on Krishna's soft skin, and Krishna will be pricked by my beard. Ah, Krishna. He was crying, and then Krishna was playing on his lap, and after some time, he left the lap of Nanda Maharaj and ran to the lap of his father. And Nanda was so much in love with Krishna that he started to cry tears of separation, and Krishna was only 4 meters away from his lap, on the lap of Yashoda. He looked and just could look at Krishna only. In the evening, Nanda Maharaj had an open assembly where all the Brijbasis took part, and it was an evening of entertainment because the Brijbasis had worked very hard. So in the evening they got the clowns out and they made clowneries and they danced on the hands and they walked over poles balancing. But no one looked actually at the clowns and the acrobats. All the thousands of Brijbasis who were in this arena only looked at Krishna Balaram, who looked like the sun and the moon rising in the heart of the Brijbasis. That was the love everyone felt for Krishna. So when Krishna now became the sun of the Brijbasis, there was a great scene of transcendental lubov, which was extraordinary. No one in Vrindavan had ever felt like this, or no one in Vrindavan had ever been so much in ecstasy. But no one knew that it was Krishna only. So one day, Balaram, who was also not knowing, went as usual with Krishna and the Krishna boys and the Krishna calves to Radhakund. They walked the road by Giriraj. Who of you knows that road which leads from Govardhan town to Radhakund? Many of you know the road. Now on that road you will see many pilgrims who sing and dance and talk. Last year I went on that road. I went from Radhakund to Govardhan, and a Brahmin lady was before me and looked at me. It was a Brijbasi, and gave me a plastic bottle with buttermilk. He said, "You're from the West, you must be very hot. Drink this and you will become very cool. And I drank the whole bottle and I became cool, but also the next I needed to go behind the bushes after some time. Hare Krishna, what to do? I had a Western body. Anyways, so on that road, Balaram saw a very unusual scene. He saw how on top of Govardhan Hill, and at that time Govardhan Hill was so high that the shadow went from Vrindavan to Mathura. It was a big mountain. He saw how on the top of the hill there were some calves and some cows. No, only cows and cowherd men, grown-up cowherd men. All of a sudden, the cows started to see Krishna, Balaram, and all the Krishna boys, I will call them, and the Krishna calves. And although the cows had already, 1 year had passed, and they had already their own new fresh set of calves, when they saw the Krishna calves, something happened in their hearts and they were pulled down the mountain. They started to move, then they started to jump down the mountain. So the cowherd men knew if the cows will run down the mountain, they will for sure break their legs. Have you ever seen a cow running down the like this? It's like a mountain bike driver. Jaigo Pal can maybe do it, but a cow can usually not do it. So the cows went like, boom! And the man said, no. But the cows would not listen to the cowherd men. They jumped over the cowherd men. And then, moo, they ran down. And it seemed as if they were running with two legs only, because they were always jumping and only one set of legs were touching the ground. The Shukadev Goswami describes that the humps on their backs, which is moving up and down and down and up, and they saw their calves, and these were Krishna in the form of calves, and they ran, and the cowherd men were so frustrated. This had never happened in their career of cowherd men. They thought their male cowherd identity was in question, and they ran after the cows. And when they arrived down at the hill and saw the cows were just with their calves and just and so much lubov, they wanted chastise their sons. Why do you allow that the cows are now with the calves, and the calves drink all the milk which we need for our milk products? They were very angry, and their pride was hurt. But when they saw their own children, they just started to cry, pick them up and kiss them, and it was like every resistance and everything had been thrown away to the wind. There was only love, embracing love. There was a great, great love festival. They forgot everything, and they stayed for an hour or so just hugging their little children and smelling their heads and being just totally in ecstasy. And then with tears of separation, they finally separated. So Balaram had looked at this. And Balaram thought, what is this wonderful phenomenon which I see? The affection of all the inhabitants of Braj, including myself, towards these boys and calves, is increasing as never before, just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities. But Balaram thought, this is not normal. They have the same love as we have for Krishna. This means there is something at work. And as he was more and more thinking about it, and thinking about the love, he began to understand, oh no, I think this is Krishna. They are all Krishna. Balaram had first felt amazement, and he thought, who is bewildering me here to think that these are ordinary calves and cowherd boys? Is it some demon who has put me into Maya? Or is it a human being who has put me into Maya? You know how Kamsa was born? There was once a great demon who saw Ugrasena's wife and felt so lusty that he just wanted to see the naked beauty of Ugrasena's wife and enjoy with her. So he took on the form, he was a demon, of Ugrasena. And then this wife of Ugrasena was walking in the garden amongst the rose flowers. He came to her and said, I want to be together with you and enjoy. You are my wife, and please fulfill my desires. So she said, here in the rose garden? This is a public arena. And he said, this is the best place, and it's springtime, and the roses have invoked my feelings for you 10 times as strong. Please follow the desire of your husband. So they were lying amongst the rose flowers, and when everything was over, the demon took on his demoniac form and said, ha ha. The seed which the demon had placed in Ugrasena's wife, Padmavati, bore fruit. And in this way, from Padmavati's lap, the unfortunate Kamsa was born. You might have asked, how is a demon born to Ugrasena? He was born by this demon. So, because demons can take on any form, So Balaram thought, are these some demons who have taken the forms of calves and cows and have bewildered me? And then he thought, no, there's only one person who can bewilder me. Can you imagine who that is? Krishna. Jai Gaur Jagannath, you know everything. In a Krishna conscious lecture, when you say Krishna, you are always right. But he knows, this is Krishna. Krishna has worked his magic. And he went to Krishna and said, Krishna, have you done some magic? And Krishna said, pshht. And he took his brother to some distant place in the forest and said, what have you seen? I see that everyone here is just mad with love for you, with love of Godhead. Therefore, I know that the most properly And now they show the same symptoms like they show in relationship to you, to the boys, and to the calves. It must be that it is you. And Krishna said, sit down, brother, because he knew his brother is very temperamental. I wanted to give pleasure to my devotees, and therefore I extended myself in these cows, and these calves and cowherd boys. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that Krishna displayed this pastime for a variety of reasons. First of all, he wanted to show his ability to bewilder everyone, including Balaram. Second, he wanted to fulfill the desires of the gopas and the gopis to have Krishna as their own son. And then he wanted to bewilder Brahma and throw him into an ocean of confusion. And then he wanted to show Brahma thousands of Vishnu forms, because he knew Brahma's Ishta Devata is Vasudev. Huh? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Brahma chants this mantra, and Krishna thought, let me show him thousands and millions of Vasudevas. So Krishna could do all this because he is powerful beyond all measures. But Balaram said, oh no, why didn't you tell me? Krishna said, because you wouldn't have allowed me to do this. You want to play with the real Sridham and the real Subal, but you would have been angry that I'd taken their forms and deceived you. So why don't you go home now and stay home? Your birthday is coming, and you need to prepare your birthday, and I will do some more magic for 5 more days, and then I'm over. All right? Balaram said, TK. So, my dear devotees, I want to somehow bring your attention a little bit more to this point. Every one of us here has one sentence on his forehead. The sentence I see very clearly, Ishwarapuri, I see this. It is, love me. We all have that. We want this Lubov so much. We want to find the ideal person who can give us this love. So in this Leela, Krishna shows to his devotees that he is that ideal person which the devotees look for. When I was in Belgrade, maybe 25 years ago, when I was young, when I was younger and the world was younger, I noticed this love situation in the Belgrade temple. Our Serbian devotees very much felt some great desire for that love, and it was not always coming into their lives, and they were not happy. I remember I was preaching to the devotees. So one day I gave a Bhagavatam class where I said, okay, what is the ideal of love? Romeo and Juliet. So strong that they feel so much lubov that they want, when they can't be together in life, they feel, let us kill ourselves and be together in death. This is the idea of Shakespeare. Medjutim, I said, imagine Romeo and Juliet would have been able to marry each other. The aristocratic families would not have been against this marriage. And we would visit them 30 years or 40 years after the marriage. Juliet would no longer be so beautiful because She loved to eat sweets, and there was no good dental care at that time, so some of her teeth would have become rotten and fallen out. Juliet, who was so muscular, would have everywhere mountains of fat on his body. Juliet's, whose what is it called, waist was so thin, is now 2 meter 20. And Romeo was a little lusty and couldn't control himself, and he had already made children with at least 10 other women, and Juliet would know about it. And one day Romeo and Juliet went to rest for the night, like they always did, in the same bed. And then Romeo is all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, it's 12 o'clock, violently wakened because the bed shakes, and the sound is there as if a bear is attacking. And she tries to find out what is the source of it, and he finds out his beloved Julia is doing some ricchete, you know, snoring, yes. How do we say snoring? Hirka. Hirka, yes. and Romeo has some digestive problem. It smells really like that in the living room, you know. And they wake up and they quarrel, and they, you know, because of the education of their youngest child. And Hare Krishna, you know, let us not be an illusion, my dear devotees. The only person who can truly satisfy all our cravings for love is Param Priya Krishna, the dearmost Lord of love, who, by the way, is ready to fulfill the loving desire of his devotee. When you turn to Krishna, Krishna will, with one step, Krishna will come 10 steps towards you. I would like everyone to make an experiment. Today, Kadamba Kanana Maharaj told us not to be grey people in our comfort zone, remember? He said like this. And I would like you to think in your life, what could be your next step towards Krishna, so that Krishna will reveal himself? Dadi Baksha, what could be your next step to Krishna? It's a good question. No need to declare in public, but please think about this. Your next step towards Krishna, something which you are not doing. But I feel some of you, or some of us, are stagnating in their spiritual lives. I have seen you last year, and I'm seeing you this year, and I have the feeling some of you stagnate. Do you also have the feeling? It's not that you have stepped forward and experienced something new in relationship to Krishna. Because I think secretly you think that Krishna will not come when you knock at his door. You think, I knock at the door and Krishna will not answer. No one at home. I think this is a little bit the problem in our daily lives, that we are in a big faith crisis or a small faith crisis. And the biggest problem is that we are not aware of this any longer. We are not thinking about this, and we do not think what could be the remedy of this. I really think only, you know, there are two things. When Krishna sees this with his devotee, he will sometimes do something to shake him up. Have you all experienced already how Krishna has shaken you up? And how you wake up one morning, you go into your bathroom, you look into the face, and the face of a stranger looks back at you. And you ask, what has become out of me? What has become out of my faith? What has become out of my love? What has become out of my aspiration for spiritual life? A stranger is looking. That's not what I was 20 years ago when I started my path. Now, and I would love to give you a little tip to repair your faith. Please do consider this tip. Why not go on pilgrimage this year? Go to Vrindavan. Go to the Govardhan Hill. Roll in the dust of Vrindavan. Hear Krishna Katha in Vrindavan. There's Madhavananda and Burijan Prabhu. Come to Govardhan retreat. Come to Vashana retreat. No? Make a holiday from the material world and gather new impressions. In old times, it was known that the human being from time to time slows down and cannot, out of his own, again move forward. It's the law of thermodynamics, you know. A body's in movement always slow down after some time. If there is not new energy supplied to the body in movement. No? Just imagine you are riding in a car, you have a lot of benzene, then the benzene stops, no energy comes any longer, your car moves on, slows down, 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 and finally it stops. So this can happen to our spiritual life if we do not put new energy in there. And to go on pilgrimage with the idea to come closer to Krishna and to go in the dust of Vrindavan is makes you realize Krishna in a new way. It makes you realize Krishna in a deeper way. So because not all of you can go on pilgrimage to Vrindavan, we will kidnap you this evening. We have a guided Vrindavan meditation this evening, and we will have slides of Vrindavan by Gaur Govinda Maharaj. There is one Gaur Govinda in our movement, by Gaur Govinda, and we will sing and we will meditate and we even have brought dust from Vrindavan, extra fine dust for this evening. So we will end this program now. There is, for those of you who are still willing, an arati. And then at 8 o'clock we will start anew. I think I will not ask for questions because we are a little late now. But if you have a question to this presentation, you are invited to ask your question tomorrow morning during the Bhagavatam class. I want to, for now, thank you very much for your kind attention to these subtleties of Krishna Leela, and I will see you at 8 o'clock, Krishna so willing. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Krishna Balarama ki, Shri Radha Kun Shyama Kun ki, Go Premanandam.